I don't know, just my feeling, my heart is talk to me that you will have a chance to be here. Yeah. And for me, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to this special Tama Drum Festival episode of Bumzack. My name is Sascha Madsen and I speak with drummers on my podcast. My guest today is Paul Holodjanski. In this episode, we talk about how he started playing drums, how he won the wild card for the Tama Drum Festival, and about his home country, Ukraine. Have fun!
Bum Zack, der Schlagzeuger-Podcast von Sascha Madsen. Unterstützt von Tama.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Sascha.
yeah, thank you that you join my little podcast here at the Tama Birthday Festival, Drum Festival. Yes.
Thank you. Thanks to you, Sascha.
Yeah. So how are you? It must be so amazing and exciting to come here and do the sound check yesterday and share the stage with all the amazing performer. I mean, your performance was amazing as well. So now you're done. You had a really amazing performance. So how are you now? what do you feel?
I feel happiness.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, that, for that, sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's but nice.
Yesterday I was nervous. Today I was nervous. I woke up at 6 a.m. and I can't sleep. I was just smoking this cigarettes and always walking around and stop. My heart is beating. stop. So relax. It's not a contest.
Yeah.
It's like people enjoying the drumming, and for me, I'm always thinking about myself that I'm not a good player. I'm always watching Dorian shoot a video, and after performance, I just walk down the stage and watching the videos and listening to my mistakes. This is, I think, the professional musician sickness.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there are mistakes, then only you can hear it. I think so.
Yeah. But I don't know, because on the phone, on the audio from the phone, mistakes are, I can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I think they can hear it, but we have a lot of sound.
Yeah.
Not behind this stage.
Yeah. Yes.
So in the front of the stage, I think maybe it will be okay. So I right now I
it was more than okay today.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And right now I just talk to video cameraman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said to him, can you send me a video? I need it. I want to listen with normal, this good sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me it's fantastic. And this is, I said about all this buildings, this is a miracle place.
Yes. Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Because I never try to go to the stage like this. I play before 1,000 people shows. Yes.
Yeah.
But like a drummer, I have a master classes, but clinics.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But it was like 10 people, 15 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And for me is a big happiness. That Simon Phillips enjoying, and Simon Phillips just, I was wondering that Simon first come to me and said, hey man, what are you doing here? I said, I'm Paul from Ukraine. He, whoa, what are you doing here? Oh, okay. Then after the, we have a little talk, and Simon is perfect human being. Yeah. And yesterday I
hey, he's little small, but
yeah. Yesterday I go to Wikipedia and watch it, and I was wondering that Simon is 67 years old.
Yeah, that's it's incredible. Crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
I think before it something like 50 years old, 55, not 67. Mm. Oh God.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the artists, all the drummers here are amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. All of them. Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was a competition from Tama, mm-hmm. and you sent the video to Tama, and then the guys from Tama and Eloy Casagrande mm-hmm. Watched 200 videos, mm-hmm. and you are the winner. Can you explain the moment when you got notice that you are the one who won the wildcard?
Yeah. Before I sent the video, I saw it in Eloy Casagrande's page mm-hmm. on Instagram, and I sent this video. And right now I live in Halberstadt, Sachsen-Anhalt. Mm. Yeah, and I have a rehearsal room, mm-hmm. like with sink. You know, what's a sink? Toilet. Okay.
What?
I will show you. I have a room where I'm playing.
Yeah.
And there is a sink. And
yeah,
you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I recognize it. Yeah. Sink. Yeah. Yes, sorry. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yo, a waschbecken.
Yes. And I send it video. I don't know for what I need to say about my room. Okay, it doesn't important.
Yeah.
So I sent the video tech Tama. And after this, I don't remember who wrote me that I'm in third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after this, I know that Eloy choose me.
Yeah.
I know. I feel it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
I can explain.
Yeah.
I can explain because before we was in Little Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Once he make a cover of Phil Collins' Easy Lover.
Yeah.
And after this, I'm a huge fan of Eloy Casagrande.
Yeah.
And after this, I record this video, same Easy Lover, but my own playing, and take Eloy. Eloy repost this story.
Ah,
and after
cool.
this, we have some words, and mm-hmm. after this, we have a festival. In Lviv, Ukraine, it was, I don't remember, maybe it was some 2020 or 2019. And we played before Sepultura.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
And after this, hello, Eloy, my name is Paul. And I don't know, just my feeling, my heart is, talk to me that you will had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
To be here,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and for me it's unbelievable. Yeah, yes. And I one thing that when I come here before I live in Warsaw, yeah, 1 year, and after this we come to Germany. Just for right now we are here just for 5 months. 5 months.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And. I sent this video and I said to myself that, okay, you will go there. So because it's very strange. Germany, I'm in Germany, I send the video at the festival in Germany.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
This is a miracle place, yes. Nice people. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, and it's really heartwarming, your story.
Yes.
And how you got here.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
In 2022, you played 10 hours without a pause on YouTube
mm-hmm.
to raise money for charity.
Yes.
What was it? What was it for?
Okay. Before I said to myself that I can play maybe 5 hours non-stop, mm-hmm. then I said no, five of eight, mm-mm. 10. Okay, 10, I will try. It's very strange that when I start playing, I didn't go to the toilet
mm-hmm.
whole 10 hours and I don't eat anything. So I just drink water.
Yeah.
And after this, I'm just 10 hours, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and I stand up and something like this, you know.
Oh,
just falling,
yeah,
falling,
yeah.
Because oh my head and brain,
yeah,
is...
Yeah.
Yeah. And in those translation on YouTube, I raise something like $200.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too small. Money,
yeah, yeah,
for
10 hours
for big deal,
yeah, 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 yeah.
For I mean for the charity, this,
yeah, yeah,
$200,
yeah,
yeah, is like,
but what was it for, the money?
It was the for military, I don't know how to say, for the not a court,
for the uniforms, or?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay.
Not,
yeah,
uniform, for metal, how to say it.
Ah, yeah, yeah, okay. Understand? Yeah, I think it's in Germany it's schusssichere Weste.
Yeah.
So you can't be shot.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes,
yes,
okay,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wow, amazing. So I mean $200 is better than nothing, I think.
$200.
Yeah, $200, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing you did.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you got into drums in the Ukraine? How was it for you, like, as you were a child?
Before I play piano, I'm singing in choir, mm-hmm, and playing guitar, but I love music since I was a child. My, mm-hmm, mom watching me, and maybe he will be a musician, but I don't know who I am. And, mm-hmm, after this, at the age of, I think, 14, my brother make a pop punk rock band, and he said that we need a drummer, but we don't have a drummer. You will be a drummer.
So I guess it was your elder brother.
Older.
Yeah, yeah, older.
Older,
yeah, older,
older
brother.
Older,
sorry.
Older.
Yeah, and
older.
Which instrument he was playing, or he is playing?
Guitar.
Guitar. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But right now he's in States and he's in IT technologies.
Okay. Okay.
So he cancel music, but I can't cancel music. I can't do this. Every day I have a little daughter. Spending a time with her. Whole day, I think, because right now I don't have anything, I don't have job, I don't have band, so I just
because you flew from the war, and at the Ukraine. Oh my,
yeah,
God, that's so fucking sad.
Yeah, and after this, I'm every day I'm going to my rehearsal room. It doesn't matter what time, mm-hmm, just I'm practicing every day, every single, mm-hmm, day. Can't live without this. Mm. Yeah, for me, drums is a huge part of my life, and it's my dream to be on the stage like this. Yeah, because it's very nervous, very.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
when you're playing with artists or in a band, not same situation. Here, many drummers. They're listening to, they understand your mistakes. And after my performance today, I just, no, you need to practice it. You need to practice.
Nobody said that.
So,
nobody said that.
Okay. So tomorrow I will go to my room and keep my way. Yes. Maybe someday I will share a stage with another great drummer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
but today is artist is awesome.
Yeah,
wow. I'm just wanted to say that I'm happy. I wanted to say thank big respect to Tama Germany, to Meinl Cymbals, for all people who make this happening. Yeah, because I think this is a dream for all young drummers, and for me, my dream has come true today. Yes.
Yeah, that's the perfect ending for our little short podcast today.
Yeah.
Paul Cholodianski, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
I hope that we will see us again soon.
Okay. I will try. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Das war Bum Zack. Bis zum nächsten Mal.